This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
That's us! Welcome to the show, you guys. 41 for the high today. The sun is shining and it feels like spring. We'll take it. All right, we got to get a recap on Frugal February because this is something that Breezy's been doing every year. She convinced all of us to play along. And what it is, for those of you who have not participated in this, you withdraw $400 in cash, and that's all the money you have for this month to spend on things that you choose.
Like recreational.
Right.
Going out to dinner, going bowling.
This is aside from the bills you pay
right.
And your rent. And all of that stuff. This is just $400 in cash. You know how much you're spending. And I got to do a check-in. It is already the 26th. So where are we?
So I need to talk to you guys.
You failed miserably, didn't you?
I just feel like when I give myself restrictions on things, all I want to do is do that thing 10 times over. I don't know if it's like a me thing or this is an everybody thing, but my brain can't compute restrictions and limits. Maybe that's because I never heard the word no as a child. I don't really know.
I would agree with that. Yeah, you grew up with a lot of privilege. Let me ask you something. Would you say you have an addictive personality?
Yes.
You do?
Very much so.
But how did you do when it came to dry January?
I failed. You know that. I failed.
I don't remember you telling me that you failed.
Well, the cat's out of the bag. I failed.
Oh, so you failed dry January and then frugal February. You gave yourself $400. Where are you at? Because I know you wrote this down.
Yeah. So I didn't even take the cash out.
What a lazy ass effort on your part.
I'm telling you, when somebody tells me to do something, even if it's myself, I don't want to do it. But
this was your
idea. Here's
my
listen, my brain needs to be studied by science because here's the thing. When I put my mind to something, I commit. Okay? I commit.
I know.
I just lost 70 pounds over this past year. That's a full commitment.
Huge.
I really, really sent it on that.
Yeah.
I'm saving money to buy a house. I'm sending it on that. This is not it for me.
You went to Tin Cup a lot.
Okay, I didn't go a lot. I went twice.
Yeah, there was a lot of espresso martinis that were drank. So tell us, you didn't even take the money out. Do you at least know how much money you spent this month on recreational?
A lot. From my recent, well, we also need to keep in mind I lost a couple hubcaps, so I had to replace those. So that was like $75
each.
No,
total
for a four pack.
A four pack only cost $75.
Yeah.
Oh, you're white trash.
No, I'm not. At least I'm replacing them. And then I went on vacation, so that was crazy.
Oh, that's right. You went on vacation too. Let's not forget about that.
I bought a lash serum. That was $130.
Oh my God.
I had to pay my credit card bill. That was $700. I mean, my statement at the bottom, I mean, this is a little bit of January, but it says my going out debts is like around $6,000. Not for the month, but like.
Yeah, in total. You're spending at least, I would say,
I had to pay for therapy. That was $95.
Between five.
My insurance is horrible.
Yeah, our insurance sucks. Between $500 and $1,000 a month, you're spending on just going out. You think about the dinners you're doing. You are up my ass all the time about going out. Now look at you.
First of all.
You're me.
First of all, no.
Yes.
You go out for breakfast, snack, lunch.
What's a snack?
Snack, drink, dinner.
Where am I getting a snack?
You, first of all, you went out, Let me take you through like an average Saturday. Hi, Moose. Hey, I'm going to bop around the city. Burr, burr, burr. It's Saturday. I'm going to get a beautiful breakfast at Jine's, okay? And then I'm going to pop over to Carmel for a nice little breakfast shot. And then after Carmel, I'm going to head down to Rue and I'm going to grab a bite to eat. Some beautiful french fries and a cocktail. And then after Rue, I'm going to go to Magpie and maybe get a snack and a couple of drinks. And then after Magpie, I'm going to go to Red. Tell me you haven't done that. You've done it.
Not back to back. I mean, I'm going to go home and shower.
Okay. So
that was an expensive Saturday.
It was an expensive Saturday. So what it comes down to is this. I think I have some type of brain disorder when it comes to restriction.
Zero accountability. Zero. I'm sitting here.
If there's anything about me, I love to self-sabotage. I love a self-sabotage. It keeps me going. It keeps me motivated. Because I feel as if I need to break myself down to build myself back up. You know what I mean?
Right. Because if there's no one around you to do that to, you're just going to do it to yourself.
Period.
That's why a lot of people despise you from high school.
I know. Get in line. Take a number.
We do have a couple texts coming in. One coming in from a girl by the name of Amanda who says, Breezy, you let me down. The only reason I did Frugal February is because it was your idea.
Okay. And that's fine, Amanda. I understand, and I'm glad that I could motivate you. I hope you had better success than me. And don't be mad because I shot myself in the foot. If you're thriving, that's all you need to worry about.
Yeah, Amanda, text us back. Are you thriving or no? How did you do
Let me turn it back on you. How did you do? Because you also said you were going to do this with me, and I've heard crickets ever since February 1. So what's up?
I'm pretty sure I'm under that $400.
No, you're not. Shut up. No, you're not. You didn't even take out the cash either.
Oh, I took it out, baby. I took it out.
Spent it all at Red.
I'm swimming in cash. Oh, there's our girl, Amanda. I forgot to take the money out.
Not to mention, I lost a huge chunk of my income this month, so I'm thriving.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station.
585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Let's clear
the air, baby.
On PXY Mornings. Who do we have weighing in here this morning? If you guys have an unpopular opinion, send it our way. We'd love to read it.
This person says, the oversized clothing trend is absolutely horrid. I don't know why everyone walks around looking like Adam Sandler.
It's insufferable.
The Adam Sandler look is like a look now, and I don't understand when that happened.
I would say a year ago, and they asked him, what do you come up with your style? He goes, I just go to my closet and put whatever I see on first, and that's what I wear. And right. People are digging it. Adam set his own trend
of
style, and people picked up on it like that. And he, I mean, it's horrible.
It is horrid. But people are like, let's do it.
It's
very strange.
It's this I don't care vibe. Mm-hmm. That's what it's giving. Gina's here. She says, nobody beats Arby's horsey sauce. I put that crap on everything. There I said it. Wow. Okay, Gina. Your boyfriend is one lucky guy.
Babe, the horsey sauce.
What's for dinner? Just a jar of horsey sauce. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Right. This person says, I don't know what has happened with TV, but adult TV shows absolutely suck. There I said it. I hate how everything is over-sexualized and not enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, all the good ones went away, right? Friends, Seinfeld, Cheers.
You're just naming the same show in different fonts. You know what I mean?
Full House.
They all just have a group of friends that all miraculously live right next door to each other. That never happens, especially in this housing market. No way.
I know. Friends don't live next to each other anymore. It's a real bummer.
Absolutely not. I can't afford it.
A dream of mine was to always have that one neighbor that was comfortable enough and I was comfortable enough with it just coming over, not knocking.
Yeah, this is like the second or third time this week you've mentioned it. So I think you should definitely maybe start building next to your buddy old pal out in Penfield.
I can't afford it.
No, you fully can.
If you date a guy with zero ambitions, leave his ass. Don't fall in the trap of working hard all day and every day while he sits home and plays Call of Duty on PS4. He still has PS4.
Yes. Yeah.
Men who play video games equal weak men. There, I said it. Oh, come on. I don't want to have this conversation. I'm too tired to have this conversation.
Where's the lie?
No.
Where's the lie?
No, stop. But it's not true. You know that pisses me off.
Why can't I say it?
A successful guy who works hard, who can go home and hit the streets for an hour to decompress. There's nothing wrong with that. All right, you guys go do yoga. What's the difference? There's no difference.
Couldn't be me doing yoga. This person says, I hate eating and the entire process of cooking and consuming. There I said it. Oh my God, okay.
I love eating.
I love eating too.
Why don't you read the text we just got in from Dave? Hey, is Breezy single? I think she's hot. We should get a drink. There I said it. Oh, wow, Dave. Well, if you have an apple in your throat and a banana in your pants, she's not interested.
Dave, respectfully,
she hates fruit.
No, I hate fruit. One thing about me, I couldn't be me eating fruit. No, thanks. Let's make love tonight. Woo!
Who else is here? Oh, you're the most toxic man in Rochester just showed up. And perfect timing, too. Breezy? Who do you think it is?
Big Ed.
Big Ed. Breezy, congratulations on your weight loss journey. I was going to try an almond diet, but that's just nuts.
Okay. Thank you.
This guy kills me.
It's crazy because he does compliment me and he is kind to me, but I'm just simply not kind to him.
No, you're not.
I never have been. I never will be.
I think that's why he keeps coming back for more, like most men. Crawling on all fours. You know what I mean?
Always on all fours. Never not on all fours.
Got to be on all fours.
No, fully.
Speaking of Arby's, one of the best fast food restaurants in all of the 585 there, I said it. I haven't had it in a long time. But man, I was hitting that drive-thru up on Monroe Ave like it was nobody's business back in the day.
They don't have anything that interests me.
Like, what do you mean?
I don't like roast beef.
They have chicken cordon bleu.
I don't like that either.
You dip that in a little horsey sauce?
I don't like horsey sauce either. I'll pass. Thank you, though. When am I going to get my Big Mac?
We'll go get you a Big Mac. Do you know what horsey sauce is made out of?
Horseradish?
Oh, I thought you were going to say horses.
Yeah, the horse's hoof. Love it.
The hoof.
Not the hoof.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Would you allow your teenager to have a sleepover with their romantic partner, if you will? And yes, I'm talking about sharing a bed. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. This was never allowed growing up in my home. Never allowed.
Yeah, it's not a thing.
My father was pretty strict, and we got to ask. We're getting a census here. How many of you have a teenager at home would allow this? I have a couple of friends. They had this conversation with their 17-year-old daughter. She's been trying to convince them to allow her her boyfriend to spend the night. And her mother, who I know pretty well, says, well, I mean, I guess if you keep the door open. And then the father's like, over my dead body, your boyfriend can sleep at the Budget Inn.
Right.
There's not a single parent that I know that would welcome this without thinking twice about it. Because we were all teenagers once. What do you think's going to happen? I did some unforgivable things at 17.
Unforgivable.
Yeah. You start playing music in the background. You know what I'm saying? At the time, it was ludicrous. But some of you today are listening to Kenny G.
No, fully. It's definitely... Kids are sneaky, right?
It's risky.
Feel like they're going to sneak around regardless, but if you give them a window of opportunity, they're going to take full advantage.
They're going to take it. 585-252-9800. Let us know your thoughts on this. We got a text coming in. Who's this? Lydia. Good morning, guys. Any parent who allows this is playing with fire. Kids will find a way to do what they want when you're not around, but you best believe I'm going to do my best to try and make it a lot harder for them. Having your teenage daughter sleep in the same bed with her partner while you're home is beyond inappropriate. Not a chance that's going to happen. And look, trust me when I say Breezy and I were not that naive, because parents forbidding sleepovers doesn't prevent teens from having sex, right?
Obviously.
And we get that. It just seems highly inappropriate. But are we in the wrong here for thinking that? Even though we're not parents, it still just seems completely off.
Definitely not.
I wasn't raised that way. Let's go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
Hey there, this is Debbie. How are you guys?
Little Debbie, what's up, queen?
Little Debbie, talk to us.
Okay, so I was getting ready for work, and I just heard the tail end of your conversation. And, you know, I just had to call in because I'm one of the moms who gives my daughter permission to do this. She's 16, and her boyfriend is 17, and they've been dating for about a year or so.
Really? So you have no problem? Does she go there? He goes to your house?
Well, usually he comes to my house, you know. But I have to say my daughter is not your average 16-year-old. She's smart. She's got a great head on her shoulders. So when she asks me if her boyfriend can come spend the night and promises me that nothing inappropriate is going on, I believe her. I you know, I don't have any reason not to.
Well, you know? You were 16 too, little Debbie. I mean, you know what goes on.
You cannot, I didn't do any of that stuff.
Come on.
What?
What do you mean?
I didn't have sex when I was a teenager. There's no way I was going to do that. And she's just like me.
Okay. I don't know if that's a biological thing, but...
But how do you know for sure?
Well, I mean, I trust her implicitly, you know? I mean, I'd rather have her sleeping at our house where I know she's safe than at her boyfriend's house, you know? Because he's a nice kid and everything, but his parents are, you know... God, how do I say this politely? I know there's no really way to say it. They're kind of white trash, you know?
Oh, God. Okay. She's like, so, with that being said, I installed cameras in her bedroom. No, listen.
I just would rather them be here.
Get that, but also, I think it's a bold statement for you to be like, not my daughter. Like, I do feel like when people say, not my kid, not my son, not my daughter, it's living blissfully ignorant.
I kind of agree with Breezy. She's 16. How old is her boyfriend?
17.
And they share a bed in her bedroom at night with the door open or closed?
Well, I have a rule that the door is supposed to be open. There was one time where it was locked, and I did knock on the door, and they had to open it. And she said it was just an accident because she's used to closing and locking her door, you know, as a habit. And she just was, you know, usually locking her front door on the way to school in the morning. So I just said, in the future, no doors locked. I totally trust her, you guys. I mean, she's a good kid, and they are not into sex. It's just ridiculous that that would even be an issue.
How is that ridiculous?
They're teenagers.
They're sharing a bed at night, and you found them with the door locked at one point. It's not ridiculous.
Not at all.
Debbie,
I trust my daughter.
I don't.
Say what you want. I totally trust my daughter. It's perfectly normal, and it's not an issue because she's a good kid and he's a nice kid. It's all good.
All right. Well, I mean, listen, I just caught up with Teen Mom, the next chapter, and all those kids that they had at 16 are now turning 16. So I just don't want that to be a reality. Have you talked to her about sex?
Yeah, you know, there's no need to have that conversation, you know, considering they're not even doing it. I mean, why even give any thought to that or put any thoughts in their heads? You know, the problem I have is that so many parents are just caught up in, like, the whole sex thing. And you know what? Some of our kids are good kids, and they're perfectly happy having platonic relationships like we did when we were kids.
Sure.
You know?
I think that's fair, Debbie, in all fairness. I just think it's a little delusional.
I do, too.
To have that thought.
I do as well.
Especially today's day and age, where kids are starting to do it at 13, 14 years of age.
Correct.
And you can't tell me that you found your daughter in her bedroom with her boyfriend with the door locked and absolutely nothing was going on. She locked the door out of habit because she's used to locking the front door going to school?
Makes no sense.
I mean, I'm just, you know, playing devil's advocate here.
Oh, no. If she was having sex, she would tell me. Believe me.
Yeah, you'd be first in line to hear that news. I just don't believe you. I don't believe her. Not to call BS, but you need to put yourself back into a time when you were 16 and maybe you weren't banging it out, but you were hiding things from your parents. No?
No, not really. Okay. I was a really good kid.
All right.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Again, that's not genetic, so... But...
Oh, can I ask you, Debbie, personal question?
Sure.
Is your husband in the picture?
No, we've been divorced about 10 years.
Got it. Would she have a relationship with her dad? Would he have a problem with this?
No, they don't really see much of each other, but he wouldn't mind. He's a really easygoing guy.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Well, listen, hey, maybe she is really a good kid. I'm just curious to see how many people agree with Debbie here or how many eyebrows were raised at this conversation. Are the red flags going off? 585-252-9800. But thanks for listening to the show and calling in, Debbie.
You bet. You guys have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Wow. Okay. Forbidding sleepovers.
Little Debbie.
Let's go over to Jenna, who was real quick to text in. Hi, Moose and Breezy. First off, thanks for having this conversation because I was listening in the car, taking my 16-year-old to an appointment who recently worked up the courage to ask if her boyfriend can spend the night last weekend. And the answer was hell no. So thank you for also finding this mom delusional. I guess it's not just me. Good morning, guys. I have sons, but I wouldn't allow a girlfriend to stay the night, nor would I allow my children to stay the night with a romantic partner.
Mm-hmm. I agree. This person says, to use today's terminology, Debbie is delulu, like for real. Oh, my God. That is absolutely ludicrous. And she is oblivious. You know, it's crazy because there's so many people that are weighing in and echoing the same thing. Debbie, why do they have to spend the night together? They're not married. This literally makes no sense. Well, I was a straight A kid, athlete, and perfect in my parents' eyes, and I was still banging my boyfriend at 17.
Not my Annabelle. Oh, no, not my Annabelle. Let's go to the phones. Peaks White, what's your name?
This is Tommy.
Tommy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good to hear from you guys again since New Year's. Just to use today's terminology, I think Debbie is completely delulu and oblivious to today's society.
Right, right.
It's insane. As a male, I mean, she may trust her daughter explicitly, but as a male, I know what the male goes through at 17 years old, and I know that we are not exactly the chastest creatures in the world.
No, Tommy, at 17, I was fighting demons, buddy.
Still are, truly. Still are.
Amen. I got a couple on first name basis.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's really tough. But of course, a lot of people are texting in that they don't agree with what little Debbie is talking about here. Tommy, have a great day, buddy.
You too, man. Take care.
See ya.
Listen, guys, I'm just calling it like I see it. I'm a parent and I understand what goes on. I may not actively stop my kids from having sex, but I'm sure not going to encourage it like this mom is doing.
Correct. And I think that's ultimately what it boils down to.
Thanks, guys, for all the messages on this. And of course, our friend, little Debbie, for calling in. It's Peaks White Mornings.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.